Welcome to the Weight Loss and Women Professionals podcast. I'm your host, certified life and weight loss coach and physician, Dr. Amruti Chowdhury, MBBS. I lost over 92 pounds using the mind management tools I teach. In this podcast, you will learn how to lose weight for the last time by taking control of your mind. Once you deal with the mental weight, the physical weight will be much easier to release. If you're ready for a fresh new perspective on weight loss, you're in the right place. Hello, my beautiful friends. Oh my goodness, I have missed you all so much. I know it's been a while since I have last recorded a podcast for you. It was initially meant to be a month off over the summer, and I realized that actually what was really going on is I was burning myself out. And as you may know, as I may have mentioned in the past, I have recently had a diagnosis of ADHD. And I am understanding that I often give to others around me, but I forget to look after myself. And I thought, well, I'm teaching you all about self-care and how to look after yourself, how to really slow down. And I wasn't practicing what I was preaching. And so I decided that I would take a bit of a break from the podcast because I wanted to really prioritize my health, my getting back to a level where I'd be able to really serve you and help you. And so the 1 month actually turned into 4 months, and I really do feel replenished and revitalized. And I know that I will now be able to serve you so well on this podcast. And so I just wanted to say I missed you, and thank you for bearing with me. And for all of those of you who messaged me and were telling me, hey, we miss you, we can't wait until you restart. For those of you who noticed that, hey, I know that you haven't recorded a podcast for a while and we'd really love you to restart when you're ready. For those of you who checked in on me and wanted to just make sure I was okay, I love you, I value you, and I'm so glad that I come back revitalized, ready to serve you. So thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for loving on me. Thank you for supporting me. I love each and every one of you, and I'm so grateful for you. So I wanted to kind of briefly tell you about my ADHD journey, just so that you are up to speed with everything. And then I wanted to tell you about what I have on offer for you. So let me just give you a sneak peek. I have 2 webinars for you this week. Well, this month, actually. One is how to get on with your mother-in-law, and that is going to be on the 11th, which is Monday the 11th of December, which is in a few days' time, at 12 p.m., GMT, 7 a.m. EST, and I will link the sign up link in the show notes for you to sign up. And then I am also doing another webinar on how to enjoy the festive season without overeating. And that is going to be on the 20th, which is Wednesday, the 20th of December, at 12 p.m. GMT, 7 a.m. EST. So the reason I'm doing these 2 webinars is because December is the time when so many people struggle. It's the time where you may be seeing more of your family, more of your mother-in-law. You may be feeling triggered and a lot may be coming up for you. And so that's why I'm doing the mother-in-law webinar for you. And also, so many Christmas parties, so many times where you're actually meeting up with loved ones and friends. And it may be the time where you want to enjoy the festive season, but you're worried about overeating and undoing some of the work that you've actually been putting in. And so this is the reason why I wanted to come in strong and support you over this festive season, because this is when so many of you are struggling, okay? So make sure you go to the link in the show notes to sign up for either or both of those webinars. And I will see you then. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. So I wanted to kind of just fill you in on a little bit about me, because I know so many of you are wondering, like, oh my gosh, is Emery T okay? What's going on? And I kind of just wanted to fill you in a little bit about the ADHD so that if any of you are going through something similar, you may resonate, or you may know someone else who's going through something similar and you may resonate. So all throughout my life, I was always that giver. I was always putting others before me. I was always knowing that I got dopamine from pleasing others, from being that good girl, from kind of aligning with what I thought society wanted me to be. But inside me, I had that inner rebellion. I had that part of me that was like, hey, I don't know if I want to do it this way. I'd rather do it another way. And I would just push that bit of me down. Because as a child, I got care, love, attention when I was being that good girl, right? Now, my parents were amazing. They gave me the best childhood. They did the best that they knew how. And so even though I love my childhood, I also am finding that there were parts of my inner child that I now need to heal. And it may be the same for you. You may have had the best upbringing, but you may have had parts of your inner child that wasn't seen to. And that's completely normal. Doesn't mean your parents were doing anything wrong. It just means that no one can give you every single thing that you need. And so this is why, as an adult now, you can go in and give yourself what wasn't given to you as a child. And nothing has gone wrong there. It just means that you are able to tend to that inner child. So I am now doing a lot of this work where I'm tending to that part of me, that inner rebellion, who I didn't allow myself to value, to express. And I noticed that throughout my life, I did allow that rebellion to come out. So one of my rebellions, is that a word? Rebellions? Yeah, I guess so. Was marrying Rick, or even going out with him, because he's someone from a different culture, someone who speaks a different language, from a different part of India his ancestors are from. And so it was a big deal in my family, because no one in my extended family had married someone who wasn't from our community, let alone married someone who wasn't Gujarati. Because my family are Gujarati and Rick's family are from a place in Haryana. And so he calls himself like Hindu Punjabi, right? So completely different. And so we spoke a different language. We had different cultural upbringings. And so it was very different for someone like me, who was always someone who went with the crowd, who didn't like deviate from the cultural norms, who did things to please my parents. It was very odd for me to be rebellious in this, right? But there was something inside of me that was saying, yeah, he's the one for you. And so that inner rebellion, I allowed it to come out. And even though we went through a lot of struggles in our married life, this was one of the best decisions that I ever made in my life. Because I always found that he was the person who accepted me for me. And I didn't even at that time accept me for me. I wanted me to change to fit in and things like that. But he didn't. He always accepted me for me. So Rick, if you're ever listening to this, I love you and thank you. Another rebellion that I did in my life was when I decided to give up my medical career. And being a doctor for over 10 years, practicing as a doctor, studying for another often 10 years probably, to get to that place, going through a lot of hardship, a lot of discomfort, loads of exams, to then give that up and become a life coach. In the Indian culture, being a doctor is like kind of like top of the pedestal. And to give that up to become a life coach, I mean, so many people thought I was mad. But I knew that that was the best decision for me. And of course, as you know, I use so much of my medical knowledge, my psychology knowledge, and the knowledge from my 3 coaching certifications in my life coaching, you know, through the science of weight loss, through understanding the human mind, through understanding human relationships. And I use so much of that in my coaching containers. So if any of you are my clients or past clients, I know that you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I wonder, you know, how she incorporates that, please message me and I'd be happy to elaborate. So you'll find me on Instagram at amruti.coaching or on Facebook, Amruti Chowdhury. And I'm very happy and I'm very active on there. So you can find me. I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm not that active on LinkedIn, but I'm Dr. Amruti Chowdhury on LinkedIn. You could just message me on any of these platforms and I'd be happy to help you and to answer any of your questions. So that was another rebellion that I did. And that was one of the best decisions of my life too. And it was often me going against the norm and allowing myself to do that, that actually fed that part of my inner child that was wanting to be seen and heard. So going back now, I always had these ADHD tendencies, but I just didn't know, right? I was always described as the scatty one, the messy one, and I was always trying to fit in with people, and I was just never able to in those particular areas. So I remember my mum always used to say, hey, go and tidy your room. Why are you leaving everything a mess? I had a lot of issues with my mother-in-law because she was a very tidy woman. And I didn't mean to, but my things were kind of all over the place, you know, and that would cause a lot of arguments between us. I noticed that I was always like, I had time blindness, which means that I didn't realize how quickly time would go. And so I thought that something would take 10 minutes, but actually it would end up taking more. And I was always constantly rushing around. And that always led me to be in this constant rushing mindset. I know so many of you will resonate. And this is something that I'm still working on and I probably will be working on for a long time. But really learning how to slow down and really learning how to anticipate how long something will actually take and allocating that time to it. Often what I do now is allocate double the amount of time that I think it's going to take me, or sometimes even 3 times the amount or 4 times the amount of time that I think it's going to take me, so that it's actually a realistic expectation of how long it's going to take. Because I'm an over planner, and so many of my clients do this as well. They may not have ADHD, but in this hustle culture where women are meant to do so much and, you know, get so much done and wear all the hats and be a really great mum and a really great wife and a really great entrepreneur if they're an entrepreneur, or a really great employee if they're an employee, and a really great every single hat that they wear, this often leads to overplanning, thinking that you can do way more than you can actually do. And then constantly rushing from one place to the other and not having any time to just breathe, slow down, and actually embrace that moment. So if this resonates with you, I want you to invite yourself to just look at how long do you think this will actually take you and allocate that specific time. I always had classed myself as a people pleaser and doing things for others. I would really pride myself on that. But that led me to prioritizing others before myself all the time. And then I would, if someone said anything negative to me at all, even if it wasn't negative, I would class it as negative because I had something called rejection sensitivity dysphoria, which is abbreviated to RSD. And that is when, even when someone didn't mean something, I would take it very badly and I would be quite offended. And so then I would do more and more and more to try and avoid this rejection or this intense emotion. And so I ended up being in this people-pleasing cycle. And then I would just burn out. I'd just be like, oh, you know what? This is just too much for me. I just need to take a break from it all. Or I might explode and argue with someone or something. And that's what often happened with my mother-in-law. And so I want you to think about, if this is you, how can you, without guilt, allocate some time to yourself? And notice, if you are people-pleasing, you know, I've got lots of episodes on this. If you are people-pleasing, how can you notice that and do something where you are nourishing yourself and pleasing yourself? When you are doing something for yourself, it's not selfish. It's actually the most selfless thing you can do. Because when you are putting you first, then you are having that energy to be able to wear all those multiple hats that you want to wear. And actually impacts everyone around you when you are looking after yourself. You can actually be that truest version of you. You can actually be the person who is able to do all the things. But that means actually slowing down and giving that time to yourself. It's not selfish. It's the most selfless thing you can do. Okay. Other things that came up for me were just being that yes person, saying yes to everyone, saying yes to everything. And so then I noticed that I was doing so much, but I wasn't allowing myself to be. And so then what I would end up doing is seeking that dopamine that I was actually seeking from the people pleasing. I would use that. I would like seek dopamine from other things. So when you have ADHD, you have a dopamine deficiency. So you don't have as much dopamine as other people. And so you're constantly on this dopamine seeking behavior. And so I would seek dopamine from food. It was very pleasurable to eat food. It was very pleasurable to eat a lot of food. I would seek dopamine from over shopping. This is still something I'm working on. Where I would shop and I would get that huge dopamine hit. And then I would get those net negatives. So when I overate, I would get the net negative of my clothes not fitting, feeling really bad about myself, feeling bloated, feeling uncomfortable, and then gaining weight, right? And when I would overshop, then I would get the net negative of having so much stuff. And then also not liking that I'd spent a lot of money on a lot of these things. So I realized that this is the way my brain is wired. So firstly, when I found out about the ADHD, so much more made sense. Ah, this is why I would go to food to feel better. Ah, this is why I would people please to feel better. Ah, this is why I would overshop or buy a lot of things to feel better. It all made so much more sense. So firstly, I would stop beating myself up about all of these things, and I would allow myself to be like, oh, I understand. This is why my brain is doing that. This is what my brain is going to do sometimes. I don't need to beat myself up about it. I just get to learn about what was my brain thinking that it was going to give me, and how can I give myself that dopamine hit without these negative consequences happening? So if I know that I'm going to go to food, to over shopping, to people pleasing, to feel better, or scrolling on Facebook, that's another thing for me, then how can I give myself these natural dopamine hits, which have no net negative? So you may want to go back to my natural pleasures versus false pleasures podcast, which will give you an in-depth version of this. But just briefly, I realized that I could get some natural dopamine hits from the natural pleasures. This may be eating food that's fuel for your body, exercising in a loving way, going and connecting with someone, sex, drinking water, accomplishing something, cleanliness, being still in my brain, so meditating. All of these were giving my brain and my body the natural dopamine hit and had no net negative. So it didn't have a negative consequence. But one thing to note is when you are getting a dopamine hit from the natural pleasures, they're not going to be as big and as like high as the false pleasures. But something that's really important is that they are sustainable and they compound on each other and build on each other. So when you are taking part in these natural pleasures, firstly, there's no net negative. You don't get the negative consequences afterwards, but also what you are doing is you are deconditioning your brain from relying on these false pleasures to get the huge dopamine hit, and you are creating safety in not indulging in those behaviors on a regular basis, but also creating safety in seeking dopamine from the natural pleasures that are going to actually nourish you and replenish you. Okay, so I could go on and on about this, and in my future episodes I probably will, because this has been such a big thing that's happened in my life, where I'm learning to understand my brain, I'm learning to incorporate things in my brain, I'm learning to run my business in a way that actually allows my beautiful brain to shine. ADHD is a gift for me, but also it comes with challenges that I will really experience. And with that, there's going to be some changes. And when I can appreciate those changes and I can allow myself to embrace those changes, so much of my life has become calmer and it has become so much better. So what I would love for you to do is to really come on this journey with me and really allow yourself to see how you can accept your beautiful brain the way it is. You may not have ADHD, you may not have any of these things that I talk about, but this journey has been one of self-acceptance for me, and it has been so, so powerful. So I'm going to be talking about this often, and I want you to notice how it can help you in accepting your brain, your tendencies the way they are. And if you don't like something, then actually doing something about it. I knew that this was the way I was, and this is the way my brain was working. But I still decided to hire a life coach to help me with my brain, to lose the weight, to manage my mind, to feel the emotions. I still hired someone to help me declutter my wardrobe, because I knew that I needed some help with this. So listen, if you need any help with the things that I talk about, then please come and join the webinars. I am doing the webinar on how to get on with your mother-in-law on Monday, the 11th of December at 12 p.m. GMT, which is 7 a.m. EST. And I'm doing the webinar on how to enjoy the festive season without overeating on Wednesday, the 20th of December at 12 p.m. GMT, 7 a.m. EST. So please go to the link in the show notes to actually sign up for these webinars. I would love to have you there. They are going to be jam-packed with information. You will then find out about the programs that I offer so that you can actually do this in more depth and actually put this into practice. And then I'm going to do live Q&A. So please come live. There will be bonuses for people who come live, and I can't wait to see you there. All right, friends. See you soon. Bye.
For more free resources and for information on how to work with me, visit www.amruticoaching.com.